The sufferings of Messiah, the Christ. Psalm 18, verses 4 to 6. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard me out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Now there is no doubt that Psalm 18 is a messianic psalm. There is a depth of suffering and a completeness of deliverance which have no parallel in David's personal life, nor in the life of any other Old Testament saint. We must refer them to the Lord, and the Lord himself may have made reference to this psalm when he said in Luke 24 and verse 44, all things must be fulfilled which were written in the psalms concerning me. Now we look first of all then at the Lord's agony in his suffering. The sufferings of our Lord were not caused by any physical infirmity or disease. They arose not from within his own body, but were inflicted from without. He was, we read, taken and with wicked hands was crucified and slain. Acts 2:23. The scourging he endured was so severe as to often lift the whole skin from its victim and expose the inner organs. The pummeling he received from wicked men and the pulling out of the hairs of his cheeks marred his visage more than any man's. Isaiah 52 and verse 14. The cross was the cruelest form of death imaginable. And who can tell what is meant by such expressions as the sorrows of death, the floods of ungodly men, the cords of hell, the snares of death? It was not only that he was compassed around by the basest of our humanity, but also attacked by the whole hierarchy of hell, all wicked angels. Floods means torrents, and torrent of the most fierce and violent assault, which threw even the Lord himself into the most profound alarm. And then to descend and to be bound by the cords or bands of hell, from which there could be no escape but by intervention of the superior and almighty power of God. All this constitutes the agony of the God-man, our Savior. He undergoes every pang which would have tortured his redeemed if they had tossed in the hottest flames of hell forever. The cross of Christ is an awful scene. We can only survey it in calm and holy reverence, but the sufferings he endured, both in physical pain, mental anguish, spiritual distress, are far beyond our understanding. Those sufferings are our ransom price. They are our escape. They are our rescue from eternal ruin. All these terrible sufferings died in our Lord and cannot revive to injure or hurt his people. We do well to consider him and never to forget what he suffered on our behalf, for he dies the just for the unjust, wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He bears our sins in his own body on the tree. 1 Peter 2 and 24. Now consider, in the second place, the Lord's prayer in his sufferings. In my distress I called on the Lord and cried unto my God. Verse 6. The Lord was no stoic, nor did he adopt a stoical attitude to these appointed sufferings. In his distress he sought God. I cried unto my God. And he was heard in that he feared. Hebrews 5 and 7. Wherever the Lord is, a praying voice is heard. His first and his last look is toward heaven. His life on earth as a Son of Man was one flow of prayer. And now in this great hour of supreme sacrifice, his hope, his trust, his strength must come from God. The Psalms are full of his cries, for he offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears to him who was able to save him from death. That is, from out of death. Hebrews 5 and 7. Listen to these heart-rending cries. Be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength, haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth. Psalm 22, 19 and 21. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Psalm 40, verses 11 to 13. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Psalm 69, verses 14 and 15. Such were some of the deep, heart-rending prayers given us by the Spirit of God through David in the spirit of prophecy. When we come to the New Testament, we hear the same sorrowful utterances, especially in Gethsemane's garden. O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. Matthew 26, verses 39 and 42. We can only tread that ground with reverent step. It is most holy. In his distress, our Lord sought relief. He cries and asks with known and felt intent. Thirdly, you see the Lord's comfort in his sufferings. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. Psalm 18, verse 6. His cries found no response from earth, but they were heard in heaven. From within the temple of God the Father, his prayers were heard and answered. The verses which follow, awesome indeed, frightful to the wicked, were the proof that God had heard his cries and would both vindicate his Son and recompense his enemies. With the comfort of having been heard, our Lord Jesus was enabled to fling off all his enemies in his cross, triumphing over them. Colossians 2 and 15. It was no easy work to rescue souls from Satan's grasp or to lay low the prison house of darkness. The enemy flung all he had into the fight. clad in his fiercest armor, wild in his keenest rage, wily in his deadliest crafts. Oh, wondrous cross! Oh, excellent cross! Oh, glorious victory! Yea, rather glorious the Lord himself, who through such sufferings brought and purchased our redemption. Now let us hear the words of Gerhard Terstegen. The Lamb was slain, let us adore, and all his gracious mercy own, and prostrate now and evermore, before his pierced feet fall down, serve without dread, with reverence, love, the Lord whose boundless grace we prove. Through him alone we live, for he hath drowned our transgressions all in love's unfathomable sea. O love unknown, unsearchable, the holy Lamb for sin was slain, that sinners endless life might gain. As ground when parched with summer's heat gladly drinks in the welcome shower, so would we, listening at his feet, receive his words and feel his power, have nothing in our hearts remain like this great truth, the Lamb was slain. Amen and amen.